The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things. Hello. Welcome to Exposing the Masters Within, the one and only hour on radio or the internet dedicated solely to helping you expose yourself. My name is John Schulte. I'm here to serve you, to help you to know more of the truth about you. It's often said, looks can be deceiving. And we all know that the surface of things is, by definition, shallow. So thanks for joining me today as we journey through the looking glass to explore what's on the other side, to explore what's beneath the surface. We're here together to discover, uncover, and recover our masters within. You knew your mastery much more fully when you signed up for your on-earth sojourn. But you mostly forgot it soon after leaving the cozy confines of your mother's womb. You've rediscovered some inkling of it, or you wouldn't be listening to me now. So, it's time to remember the masters we are. It's time to reclaim the power we have. It's time for exposing the masters within. Let's get started.
Today is Sunday, January 29th, 2012. How about that? Already nearly finished with this first month. I don't know where time is going. maybe it's because it doesn't really exist that it seems to be going so fast. Welcome. Welcome, welcome. And as always, to get started, let's get connected. And as we do that, the first place to go is the connection within, the one that is most important, our own connection to our own divinity. So just allow yourself in this moment and for the next few breaths to open to your own essence, to let that come up, to expose yourself to yourself. We live so much in these definitions and the labels that we have for ourselves and for each other. And it's extremely powerful to seek to let that go and just breathe in and open the door to the core of who we are. And so that's what I'd ask you to do. Just open that door and let yourself perceive, experience your own power, your own mastery. All right. And let's now connect that into this physical dimension, and let's connect that as fully as we can in that way by connecting to our Mother Earth. She is our, literally, the ground beneath our feet, our primary support. If she weren't beneath us, we'd be floating out in space somewhere. So let's breathe down and connect to her and share ourselves with her. We've just opened up to know more of our own deeper self. Well, let's share that with her, even as we open to receiving from her, to receiving that support from her. So breathe yourself down and breathe her back up and let that just create a flow continuously, receiving from her and sharing with her. Wonderful. All right, let's take this now to those other dimensions that aren't of the physical, so to speak, and connect out with our guides, our angels, our teachers, our masters, ascended masters out there, the spiritual mentors that we have, our team of, well, spiritual guidance team, perhaps. And so we're opening up that way as well, and just allow yourself to open to perceiving their presence with you. It's not so much that we're calling them in. I know even in prayers and invocations that I do, I tend to think of it as I'm calling them in. But it's not so much I'm calling them in as it is I'm letting myself become aware of their presence. And so just open to experience them. They're always there. They're always ready and willing to support and connect to us. So let yourself receive that. Breathe that through you. All right. So let's connect out. Relationship in this dimension is about connecting with others in human form, most definitely. So let's connect out with the other people who are connecting through this show, whether it's live here right now as I'm speaking these words. Excuse me, whether it is through the recording. Everyone who's listening to this is co-creating it, regardless of, again, linear time is irrelevant. So if you're here listening to the recording, you are contributing to the flow of energy that is bringing through what I share today. And so let's connect out to all those who are part of this community. And as we do that, part of what we're connecting with is the community intention, the intention to open, to connect with, to expose, to express our mastery, to get down to that level of truth. That is the intention that I have for the show. And if you're listening, that's the intention that you have, or at least a degree of that intention that you have for joining me. And so together we create a mass consciousness with that intention. And so as we open to the connection into this community, that's what we're doing. We're opening to the momentum of that mass consciousness to receive that support from all the others in this community who are choosing to move forward in this same way, who are choosing to discover, expose, express our mastery. And so let yourself receive that. That feeling of support and that momentum moving forward into mastery. Wonderful. And let's expand it out that much further. Opening up to that community of light workers on the planet who are in a similar framework, operating from a similar framework, choosing to move toward empowerment, choosing to seek to help others to empower themselves, and opening forward into that mastery. And so this is all the light workers, those who don't speak the same language, those who will never hear an episode of this show. It's all of those, all of us on the planet. Doesn't matter if we know each other or if we talk to each other directly or if we connect directly in person. It's about having that same intention, and therefore we contribute to that mass consciousness. And we can connect to it and receive from it that much more fully. And so by stepping into that intention to receive that support, to connect with that flow, we bring it to us. So just breathe that in. All right. So, once more, I thank you for energizing all of these connections and being a part of that community of the show, being a part of the community of light workers stepping toward mastery. It is not necessarily what I would call an easy thing to be walking on this spiritual path, this path of self-discovery, self-empowerment, and what it requires of us at this time on the planet, even though it is a marvel here, the exposure everything is available now in ways that I don't agree to which the degree to which this is an opportunity on the planet with the energies on the planet right now to move forward, to be supported in that mastery, in that process of self-mastery. It is, well, the mass consciousness of mastery, I believe, is larger now than ever before. There are more people in body right now and a higher percentage of people on the planet right now seeking mastery than ever before. I truly believe that. And so when we go out and we connect with that largest group, everyone who is walking this path with us, we are able to connect with more energy in feeling that support than ever before. We're able to connect on that level where we're opening to our angels and guides. We're able to connect more easily to them because the vibrations on the planet are changing. The vibration is lifting. And so it's easier than ever before. There's less static on the line. We're not going to have our spiritual cell phone drop the call. We are able to maintain the connection more easily. But at the same time, it is still not easy. One of the things that, well, I've heard this, I don't want to say hundreds or thousands of times. I don't know how many times I've heard this in the channelings, where they'll be presenting an idea. They'll be presenting a tool. They'll be presenting a concept. Doesn't matter what they're presenting. But often it's when they're presenting a particular tool that they are going to say, it's simple, but it's not necessarily easy. Easy in this context is, I guess, effortless might be the word I would use, the synonym I would use to describe that. Simple means it's understandable. It's comprehensible. It's logical. It makes sense. But easy is about the doing. It's about the taking the action. And I'd like to touch in a little bit right now on that process of moving from a certain spiritual awareness into the spiritual action, or the action that comes out of that awareness. What some might term walking your talk. Because I, again, frequently, whether it's with friends who are also walking this path, whether it's with colleagues, other teachers, whether it's with the clients that I'm working with, I personally, and I again, I've heard it from so many other people, we don't necessarily feel like we're doing enough or we're doing it well enough. We have these moments where we're doubting. I can't tell you how many times I will hear someone in a session who fears that they are not on their path. What am I doing wrong right now? What am I doing wrong? How can I do more? And to me, those kinds of questions, first of all, they miss the point, but they are related to, again, the core of it all, our not remembering that we're divine. Our original agreement to come in here into human form and forget that we're divine, and therefore not remember that we have value. And so our value gets a reflective quality to it. Not reflective in terms of going in self-reflection, but reflective in terms of looking in the mirror. And it's how other people feed back things to us that gives us our sense of value, our sense of purpose. Well, that's difficult on the path, because being on the path, and certainly there are things that are external, on the path, about the path, how you treat others, going out in whatever form of service someone might do. So there are those interactive aspects, but ultimately this path must be walked alone. Now, I don't say that to discourage people, but I can't do this path for you. I can offer you what I can offer you, what I know of my truth. I can share with you my experiences. I can share with you specific tools to use. I can put you on a table and do energy work on you. I can have a session with you where I'm doing channeling. There's multiple ways that I can support. And this is true of all of us, not necessarily the same ways, but we all have multiple ways that we can support each other while we walk this path. But I have to take every step on this path for myself. You can't do it for me. I can't do it for you. And ultimately, my knowing my mastery is an internal experience. Your knowing your mastery is an internal experience. We have those aha moments when we can feel the energy shift. Sometimes it's the concept. Oh, wow, that concept really locks in. But I believe those aha moments are when a concept becomes experiential. When we've taken the mental piece and connected it with an experiential reality. That's when it, whoa. Aha, yes. Whew, did you feel that shift? That's what that is as far as I'm concerned. And that's an internal thing. And I can share that. And last week I shared an amazing aha experience I had and an amazing experience of connecting with that divinity. But what I got back, the feedback I got back, which was marvelous and thank you, I received from a number of you. This was probably the show that I got the most email feedback from people who listened to it that I've ever had. But that feedback was because part of what I was sharing, in many cases, there was an aha in relation to your own experience. So you were able to take those words and the energy of my experience and connect the dots with something that you had. And it deepened your empowerment to some degree. Whether it was, I've been going through similar shit. Whether it was, I've had that kind of experience and it's great to reconnect with that. Again, multiple different versions of the story. Whether it was taking the burning or some other aspect of what was shared or what Pele did at the end, anything that can be part of our experience can create that kind of awakening, that kind of aha moment that opens us into the greater reality where we have an experiential connection to the bigger picture. And in some ways, I would say that's what this whole process of mastery is about. It's about experiencing the bigger picture consciously. The bigger picture is always there. It's just that most of the time, for most of us, we are focused in more mundane levels. Dealing with our work, dealing with the bills, dealing with the paperwork, dealing with taxes, dealing with groceries and cleaning the house and all those sorts of things. And we lose sight of, but again, it's not just the sight, because I think for most anyone listening to this show, you're already coming from a place, most likely, of believing that there is a much larger reality than the everyday interactions that we have with the world. That there is already in you a mental awareness of that. And yet, again, we're here to seek mastery. And what does that mean? That means taking that mental awareness and bringing it into the experiential. But we can't force it. We can't force ourselves into a spiritual experience. True spiritual experience, for me in my life, has almost always been a surprise. I have done something, and in the doing of it, what I did was I cleared away some of the gunk, some belief, some whatever. Again, last week when I was doing that burning, I was consciously shedding. I was doing a lot of energy work to clear out these old energies that no longer served me. The pattern of self-sacrifice that I was working with, I was working deeply to clear that out. But the thing was, I didn't have a concept going into that of what I would experience when I came out of it. Either part. I didn't have the concept going in that I clear this stuff will come up is despair and loneliness. And then I didn't have an experience or an expectation that I was going to experience while I was experiencing that, while I was experiencing the loneliness and despair, I didn't have an expectation or a pre-knowledge that I was going to be experiencing that amazing sense of the divine order of it all that me just laughing. And hopefully, here my computer is telling me that it's running slowly, so hopefully that's not affecting the sound quality and it's continuing to get out there. But I'm just going to let you know that. So it's in those moments, and I'm going to call it a moment of surrender. Although, again, surrender brings up some connotations for some people. I think get in the way of surrendering. In the same way that the word acceptance gets in the way in a lot of cases. And so I want to touch in on that for a moment. I think these are very key to walking this path, the energy of acceptance, the energy of surrender. In fact, those two terms in some ways for me are just the opposite sides of the same coin, and not necessarily even the opposite. Maybe it's two facets on a stone. In that, how do we get to divine experience? How can we open to it? Again, I said earlier, we can't force it. I can't sit down and force myself to have a spiritual experience. I can't do anything to force anyone else to have a spiritual experience. In the same way, I can't force someone to have a healing experience when they're with me on the table or in a channeling session. They are going to receive to the degree they're open to receiving whatever it is that I might have to offer. Now, I can only offer it. Let's talk a couple of laws of energy here for a moment. This is a good place to put them, it seems. One of the most important ones is the spiritual equivalent of garbage in, garbage out, which they use when they're talking about computers. Meaning if you got a bad program or you put bad information in when you're running the program, you're going to get a bad result. But I'm going to flip that around and talk about love in, love out. Let's do the opposite polarity because that feels a little better. Love in, love out. The degree that we love ourselves, that we accept ourselves, that's the maximum level that we can love or accept anyone else. Because we've only got our love door open so wide. We only have a certain amount of that energy within us. We can't give more than we have. They love to give the analogy in the channeling that if the person you love most in the world comes to you and they need $1,000 and they need it right now, and you don't have that money in your pocket, and they literally need the cash right this second, you can't give it to them. How much you love them doesn't matter. How much you'd like to help them doesn't matter. It's irrelevant because you don't have it. Well, love is the same as that money. In the sense that We can't give love that we haven't received, that we are not capable of feeling. And people talk about loving others more than themselves. I personally don't believe that that is even possible. From an energetic standpoint, I don't see how that could possibly work. And I find an interesting corollary here in the experience of people falling in love. There is that beginning, what do they call it? The honeymoon phase in those romances where everything about the other seems wonderful. But the most wonderful thing about the other is that they seem to think everything about us is wonderful. Well, that isn't actually what I'm going to call love. It's an experience, and you can talk about the chemicals in the brain and all that kind of stuff. I'm not going to go there. But what we're doing is we bring people to us. This is an extreme mirroring, and we have that kind of intensity in a relationship. A big piece of it is about the degree to which that person in that moment or for that time period is able to reflect back to us a higher vision of ourselves than we have been holding all the time. And that lift that we experience as falling in love is actually us falling in love with ourselves. We're connecting with that other person at the level that they are perceiving us. So in other words, again, there are lots of cliches or songs out there about, you know, you make me want to be better than I am. It's that kind of energy. It's that kind of energy. You see me in a higher light than I see myself. And in that process, if I'm open to it, and again, it's if I'm open to it, I can learn to adjust how I see myself and come to a higher level of that. And it's a wonderful thing. And I'm not knocking that experience. I've had it. I have had that experience, and it is quite amazing. But it's not how we tend to perceive it. It's not how we tend to think about it. We think it's, this unconditional. If we do not unconditionally love ourselves, we cannot unconditionally love others. And quite frankly, and I haven't met, there are people on the planet who probably do unconditionally love themselves. I don't believe I've ever met one of them. Myself included. I have plenty of things that I am ready to clear more of that I don't love about myself. But what is that energy of love? Well, for me, that's coming back around to the energy of acceptance and its relationship to surrender. Love to me at its highest level is acceptance. It's pure acceptance. I accept you for what you are, for who you are. Now, that doesn't mean this. That's not saying love is not letting someone else run over you and control you and run your life. Although many of us, that's what we think it is. I've certainly been guilty of that in past relationships. Giving my power away because I thought that was the only way someone would love me. And that's, again, part of that self-sacrifice pattern that I was working with last week when I had that shift. That's not the kind of acceptance that I mean. Certainly, we have the right and indeed the responsibility because we are the only ones who are that we're with all the time. We are the ones who must be in charge of our relationships. Not in charge of the other person, but in charge of our interaction within the relationship. And so setting boundaries with other people and saying, that's not okay for you to treat me that way. That's not the same as being in judgment and saying they're bad people because they have a pattern that would mistreat us if we allowed that. Because quite frankly, when they go into that pattern and when they do express in a way that we experience as disempowering, they are giving us the gift of the opportunity to say, no, that's not okay. I love myself enough to not let you treat me that way. But anyway, back around to acceptance and surrender. So if we're looking at self-love here, acceptance, and this is where I think it gets confusing for people, acceptance is not the same thing as, well, I guess the best word I can use is resignation. In other words, being resigned to being stuck with it. In other words, when I accept that I'm having a certain experience in this moment, or when I accept that I have a pattern that is of self-sacrifice, that's not saying I choose this experience from now on, or I choose to live in that pattern of self-sacrifice from now on. Rather, quite frankly, and from some levels, this is so obvious, it's so simple, not necessarily easy. It's that acceptance piece of, if I don't accept, if I didn't accept last week, when that guidance came up from within me, from my soul, from my guides, angels, wherever it came from, that the next piece for me to work with as I was doing that burning was my patterns of self-sacrifice. If I had been in denial, if I had been in a place of resistance to that idea, well, I don't self-sacrifice, I couldn't have moved the energy. So acceptance is not accepting it forever. It's not like we're taking it on as a mantle and then we're stuck with it. It's not a tattoo being put on us, which is what we fear. We fear that if we step into accepting something, that it won't change. When in truth, the opposite is actually closer in every single moment. In other words, if I accept this moment fully for what it is, if I'm not resisting it at all, then I truly am done with it when it's no longer this moment. When my experience changes, I can truly let that moment go. So I'm not carrying it with me forever, which is huge. Truly huge. And so again, the concept of surrender is similar to that, because we have the concept from cop shows and westerns and army and special forces things that surrender is you put your hands in the air and then you lose control. Someone else is in charge and things are going to happen to you that are not good. It doesn't matter if you deserve to be, you know, in that situation or not. But surrender means we've lost all our power. Well, that's that context for it. Surrender in the spiritual context is that acknowledgement, that choice to be present with this moment and not resist it, even though it may feel horrible. And that's what we fear, that if we surrender into it, and I've come across this in my experience multiple times and definitely with the people I've worked with as well, we fear that if we surrender into the pain, that's all we will have from now on. That it will overwhelm us and we will never get to the other side. And that's, again, that's the experience I had last week when I did that burning. I was just doing the burning. I was moving with it. I was surrendering what I was letting go of, surrendering the self-sacrifice, cutting those cords that held the self-sacrificial patterns in them, etc. And I came out the other side and felt really good until that level that was underneath all those patterns came up. And then I went into that horrible, despairing loneliness. And I didn't necessarily want to, but in that moment, I was not able to resist it. Because what I had used to resist it was all those patterns I had just gotten rid of. Those patterns of self-sacrifice, those patterns of interacting with other people by not taking care of myself, by not setting boundaries, by not, and it's not that I never set boundaries. These are levels of patterns, but I had removed the ways that I had been suppressing that pain. And so I didn't have any way to suppress it left. And so in that sense, I was in complete acceptance. I did not like it. It was horrid. I mean, that was one of the worst negative experiences I've ever had when that started coming up. That was, I think I described it last week as crushing, truly crushing. But I was letting it be there. As it started to come up, my intention was, I bring this up to move it through. I didn't try to stop it. Thank God. It would have lasted a lot longer. The old cliche, what we resist persists. That's what it's talking about. And what do we tend to resist most? Our pain. So it lingers. And it rears its ugly head again and again and again. And we recreate patterns where we get it triggered to the surface so that we can have another shot at being in acceptance, at surrendering into the experience that just because it hurts, just because it's painful, just because it really sucks to be me in this moment, we're not going to die physically. And just because I'm in pain does not mean I'm being punished or I'm a bad person. Even though it feels like punishment at the time. And so it was because I was able to surrender while that energy of loneliness and despair was coming up. Because I was able to surrender that experience of the elation, that experience of, well, divine order. I was experiencing it knowing at the core of me, not as a concept, not just a thought, but knowing at the core of me that this suffering that I was in, this pain that I was in, that was moving through in such a profound, overwhelming way, was moving through. It wasn't just coming up. It was not my new destination. This was not my new status quo. It was coming up to move. And that experience of that is when I started laughing. And so that acceptance of what is, and again, in channeling, they've given a phrase that I just love. It is very, very dear to my heart and my mind. I really love the thing. And I believe I've shared it before with you guys, but it may have been a while. So this is my mantra for acceptance. What is, is. That's the first phrase. That's not the whole thing. When I write it out, I put what is, dot, dot, dot. And the next phrase is this. And it is perfect. And then dot, dot, dot. And it is changing. Period. What is. That's the statement of acceptance. What is. You can't fight with what you're experiencing right now in a way to make it not be your experience. You can suppress your experience, but it's still there. And the more we can just be in that place of what is. This is this moment. That's the acceptance. To magnify that acceptance more fully, to take it to that divine level, to help to let go of the judgment of anything that's in it right now. That's what the next phrase does to me. And it is perfect. It's perfect. It is perfect. In hindsight, I wouldn't go back and change that. I was extremely grateful. Afterwards, that I was in that degree of loneliness and despair. In the moment, I wasn't necessarily. I wasn't thinking, oh, this is perfect. I was experiencing that when I got to the laughing part. And that's the difference that I've been talking about between that mental piece. I know this truth. I understand it. I get it. But to have that experiential aspect of it is a whole different creature. It is a whole different thing. And that is what we're looking for, to me. It's that experiential of it. And so, that's another piece that is an extension of what we're doing here with this show. Exposing the masters within, that's the start. And in many ways, that's the mental piece. That's exposing. We need to connect with the fact that it's even there. We need to start to be able to see it. But that next level, going beyond that, is to let that experience of it come up more and more and more. And so, well, that would be my wish for all of us, that we have more of those experiences, that they come more frequently, that they last longer, that we walk around. I have been changed by what happened last week. Now, when I talked about it on Sunday, it was the next day. And I was amazed that I still felt changed the next morning. I'm even more amazed that it's stuck around since. And I've had other upsets since then. It's not that my life doesn't have any negativity in it. And it has stayed. And maybe that's why it wasn't my intention coming in today that I was going to talk about that thing again. And I don't know, hopefully in greater depth or giving another spin on it, because I don't remember what I said last week about it. But sharing it again, now that I have a little more context, a little more duration in it. And I'm not walking around at the heightened level that I was, at that same level that I hit. But that's another piece that I think we get in trouble with when we're thinking about the path, when we're thinking about what it means to be on the path or how we're supposed to be doing the path. And I've certainly been guilty of this, although I think I'm a bit of an underachiever rather than an overachiever when it comes to it now. but I've been guilty of, and I know lots of people who, they just can't do enough. And this is back to part of where we started the show. They can't do enough on their path. They're always judging themselves because they're not doing enough. They're not getting it enough. They're judging themselves because they know it mentally. They understand the concept. They have the logic of what is. They get that. But they're not experiencing it as perfection yet. And they're judging themselves for that. They're judging themselves for knowing how to treat other people and then having a moment where they lose their temper and yell. This is a process. And each experience that we have that is not one that is fully empowered, where we were completely in our divine choice, every experience we have that is not coming or that we're not having at that level of complete conscious choice is an experience that we're having that provides us with an opportunity to move toward greater conscious choice. There's no such thing as a wasted moment. If nothing else, we're having the experience of judging ourselves for wasting that moment, which is negative, and it's something that we don't want to experience. And what does that mean? It means that it is up so we can release it, so we can let go of another degree of our self-judgment. So we can come back around to more self-love, more self-acceptance, more surrender into this moment so that we can move through it, so that we can choose more consciously next time. I'm going to close my portion before the channeling with another thing that I believe I've probably said before on the show, but it bears repeating here, which is one of the shortest, most concise, and most powerful descriptions I've ever come across. And it actually came through me when I was teaching a class called Reclaiming Your Personal Power. But it said there's only two steps on the spiritual path, and we take them over and over and over again in different circumstances, in different experiences, in different aspects of our lives. There's only two basic steps. We're doing one thing or the other. We are either in the process of expanding our awareness of ourselves, of the what is, the internal what is, which is reflected in the external what is that is showing us the internal what is. So we're increasing our awareness of that. We are having those experiences that we don't like, and we don't like them. So we tend to look at them and try to figure out what's going on. How can I change this? And that question, how can I change this, leads to the second step. Because ultimately, the only way we can change it is we take responsibility for it. We own our part of creating it, whether that's past patterns, whether that's current bad choices, etc. Whatever that might be, we take responsibility for it. And that is what changes it. Taking responsibility for it also is getting out of the blame game, that I'm having a negative experience right now because of what you're doing to me. No, I'm having a negative experience right now because I'm expecting something other than what I'm actually experiencing. Not just desiring something different, that's a different thing, but I'm expecting it. I'm attached to it. And my pain in this moment is about my attachment to having it be a different way. Well, unless somebody hits me with a hammer, in which case my pain is because I got hit with a hammer. But my pain is magnified because I didn't expect you to hit me with a hammer. I was attached to you not hitting me with a hammer. anyway. But that's the process. And as we take greater responsibility for what we are experiencing, for what we are creating, and we make different choices, what happens? Well, we have new experiences come to us that we then have the opportunity to look at. And so we expand our awareness, which gives us the opportunity to take responsibility and create changes. That's what taking responsibility is. And then we get that greater awareness, which causes us to ask the question of, how can I change this? What can I do? What steps do I take? What's the next thing? Which causes us to be in the process of taking responsibility. And that's it. Awareness expanding. Responsibility expanding. Into awareness expanding. Into responsibility expanding. That's the path of empowerment. That's the path of awakening. That's the path of ascension. So, wonderful. Thank you for co-creating that with me. I have had no intention coming in here of what I was going to talk about, so you guys did a great job shaping that show. I do want to do a tiny little commercial announcement here, since it is coming up in a little over a week. On February 7th, which, let me look at the calendar here. Oh, it looks to be a Tuesday. Tuesday, February 7th is going to be the next full moon gateway activation. We will be activating the gateway of balance. And I will be getting that email out here soon. The basic information is not yet on the website, but that as well will go up in the next couple of days. And so hopefully if you feel any call toward more balance in your life, you'll join us for that. But now it's time to step into the channeling. And so I would ask you to do what I always ask you to do, which is just allow yourselves to ground and relax and deepen your breathing. And I'll do a little toning and we will have our special channeled guest. So This is Mother Mary, come to be with you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Now, as we begin, what we would like to do, we could call it an exercise, but that's not how we want to focus on it. We don't want you to think it's going to be work or difficult or anything like that. So we're going to create a little experience here for you and with you to the degree that you would open to receive it. And it's an experience of expanding in that love. And to start with, of course, that is expanding in self-love. And so, well, to start with, we would like you to, and again, if you see this visually, that is great, but it is not necessary. So just intend that there is an infant, a newborn, less than a day old, less than 24 hours old, with you right now. For some of you, that will smile, make you smile. For others, it will make you nervous. But there's no pressure on you. That infant is with you, but you are not having to take care of it. And so, as you breathe into that experience of just having that newborn around, open as well to the energy of the Divine Mother there with that infant, holding it, nurturing it, taking care of it. And just let yourself feel that interaction, how content that infant is, how safe that infant feels, how loved that infant feels, being there in the arms of the Divine Mother, in whatever form you would imagine, conceive of or choose. And now you move a little closer, and as you do so, what you realize is that is the newborn you. And so now you switch places. You're not the watcher. You're actually the one being held by the Divine Mother. And just let yourself feel into that expanded sense of safety, of love, of compassion, of warmth, of security. The knowingness that everything is perfect. And just let yourself breathe into that. Feel it fully. Receive it. Wonderful. And now, allow yourself as well to realize that you are the Divine Mother energy holding you as the newborn, and shift perspective again. And allow yourself to give that love and acceptance and sense of safety and security and peace, serenity. Allow yourself to hold that energetic space of knowing that you as the newborn have that. And now you allow yourself to be all three at the same time. You allow yourself to be the watcher. You allow yourself to be the newborn, and you allow yourself to be the divine mother. And just feel the interplay there. You as the watcher, able to feel all of those energies of love and security, compassion, perfection. You as the newborn, being able to feel them as the receiver of them. You as the divine mother, able to feel them as the sender of them. And now we would take that, or rather you will, you as the divine mother, take that energy that is you as the newborn. And in actuality, that energy is going to get anchored here in this moment. You are being born again right now. Because you have been able to witness that degree of love. You have been able to feel that degree of love. You have even been able to ascend that degree of love. And so that anchors right here, right now. And yet we also are going to take it back to the moment just after you were born in this lifetime. And we are going to anchor it there as well. And as we anchor it there as well, you are going to do it, but as you anchor it there as well, we with you, there is a ripple effect that comes forward. A ripple effect of consciousness, of love, that comes forward, releasing some of the negative patterns and experiences that you have had since, allowing you to come from a place of greater self-love. And definitely to have that more anchored here now. And so as that energy comes forward through linear time to where you are now and connects with this newborn, the newborn energy again gets anchored that much more deeply because the foundation was already built at a greater, greater level. And so thank yourself for being willing to walk through this, to witness it, to receive it, and to initiate it. And open to receive the love of all of those of us who are here with you at this time. And the Mother Earth. And those others walking the pathways. And your own divinity, so that you may close this as you began it, by opening, expanding connection. And know that our love goes with you, always. Namaste, dear ones. Welcome back. All right. I would just like to once more thank all of you for joining me to co-create this here today. And for that feedback, especially after the last show, but for all the feedback that you've given, all the ideas on future shows, they are all in there and they will percolate to the top when it is the right time. So keep that coming. Ideas, suggestions, guests. Hopefully within this next month in February, I'll have one or two guests coming to join me. Hopefully, God willing and the creek don't rise, as they say, back in Missouri where I'm from. I will be here again next week, same time, same place. And we will go exploring once more out into the mystery within. So, I hope that you'll join me. You never know where we're going to go, and you never know where you're going to go until you get there. And you have choice in every moment. Remember that. You have choice to open into greater awareness, to take greater responsibility, to breathe and just let go, to surrender into this so that we can move into what comes next. And I wish you all joy in doing that. And very much love. Namaste, my friends.